This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Starting tonight and lasting for the next 2 years, the I-10 Wide Oak Elevation Project north of downtown will stall traffic through the interchange with I-45. TxDOT's Christina Hadley.
We are elevating the lanes. It floods horribly. If you can remember from Harvey, the water was all the way up to the traffic lights. So what we're doing is we're elevating those lanes, and we're also going to remove the Houston Avenue Bridge so that can stop getting hit.
The project is expected to cost about $400 million, and there's more information at HoustonTransTar.org. The 52nd annual Dickens on the Strand kicks off in Galveston tonight. Let's go live to News 88.7's Juliana Washburn in downtown Galveston. And Juliana, tell us what it looks like out there.
Well, Gail, the weekend-long event starts in just an hour, so people are already filing in their costumes, streets are blocked off. There's a little bit of a drizzle in the air, but that's not going to stop this weekend from happening. Tonight, they'll kick off with Fezziwig's Beer Hall. It's basically a miniature Dickens on the Strand with some entertainment and vendors to get people a taste of what's to come tomorrow and Sunday. The weekend-long event brings in up to 40,000 people, all paying homage to 19th-century Victorian London. We'll have over 100 vendors along with stage performers, street performers, and parades that'll line the streets until it all comes to a close on Sunday evening. Live in Galveston, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
Hundreds of soccer fans were at a watch party in East Downtown for the final World Cup draw ahead of next summer's games. It's one of the last major steps to decide which teams from around the world are going to play against each other in the early stages. Houston is set to host World Cup matches at could include teams like Mexico, Spain, and Brazil. The Rockets play the Suns at Toyota Center tonight. Tip-off is at 7. A much better weather picture this weekend. We're expecting mostly cloudy skies tonight. It'll be dry, overnight low around 48 degrees, and then tomorrow partly sunny and warmer, high near 66. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.